Please see our show notes for content warnings related to this episode.
This is Consortium Channel 5, Moonbase Reports and Broadcasts. The Combined Corporate Moonbase Project, a sign of our ongoing success.
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
This way. Shit. I've been lax on my workouts.
My shoes are ruined. How can you see out here?
I can't. But I've walked this path 2 or 3 times a week the whole time we've been at Patrick, keeping ready.
I appreciate your foresight. You're sure they're coming?
They'll catch us soon. You're sure they're coming?
In my case, it's only one day, and soon, I'm sure. We're approaching the meeting point. Some of us.
Understood. I'm getting there.
When we stop, I can probably boost the reception for you.
I can feel this in my socks. I planned for a more elegant departure.
You and me both, pal. This is it. The big trees. The beacon is implanted halfway up. Stay out of the water. I can't say it enough. Stay out of the water.
Got it. At least there's a nice view of the moon from here.
Yeah. I wonder how they're doing up there. Well on their way by now.
I wish they'd let me check that inertial unit one more time.
You did everything you could.
Those hooligans who took over. I can't imagine they're keeping close watch.
Half of them were technos.
That's true. I'm sure they have my notes. Oh, no.
It's okay. That's gonna be Cass and Paul. Here! This way!
Should you be shouting?
If anyone from the Enclave is close enough to hear, we're already in trouble.
Cass, Paul, wake up, girls. We need your help.
Right through here, Elio. Watch the water.
Of course. Paul, not that way. I've brought some people.
I don't get where we're going.
Just so we're away.
Anong!
Here. Glad you made it. All right, you two girls.
I brought food from the party.
We won't be here long. Are these people all... Can we trust them?
They're all good ones.
If Elio says they're okay, they're okay.
Who says we can trust you? You're the ones who showed up conveniently out of nowhere.
You're welcome to head back. Stay away from the water as you go.
Steven! Everyone, we're friends. It's all okay. You're making the dogs nervous.
I'm kinda hungry.
Over here. If that's okay.
We're still waiting for a bit.
Cass! Paul! Treat!
Elio, did anyone else get out?
They're coming. Elena told us to go ahead.
And?
Moody Sarah's moving slow, but they're coming.
The old lady?
Not a lady.
She was great. Those Enclave goons busted in and she faked a heart attack, threw them off their game. Since half of them were ours and she'd been feeding them these last few months.
It's a pretty good tactic.
Yeah.
What happened? down in the hangar. I was already on my way out.
There was some squabbling going on. No one knew who was running things. That new mission lead disappeared pretty quick after the launch.
That might explain how they made it through the gates.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, there were always two groups, but suddenly the other guys had a bunch more backup. Breaker, 1024, I knew they were assholes, but these were assholes without security clearance. Without PGP keys.
I know the type.
Funny part is, that side was always talking about taking on the mechas. I brought you a sandwich. They've got sandwiches.
Thanks.
Girls. They wouldn't bark if it was Elena.
It's the wrong direction anyway.
I think this one's mine. Nema? Nema? I know it's you. That's them, all right. Ta'al, dear Balak. Fi mai.
Yahya Zaka.
Caspol, it's okay.
Is this all your people? We should get going.
We're waiting for two more.
Long enough to have a picnic, I see.
We're just waiting. This is my colleague. We're going to get you out.
Nerme, Gaza Free Zone, Palestinian Resistance.
They have a relationship with the NAC. We provide mutual support.
I have friends in Jerusalem.
Great.
Eminung, we really appreciate your help.
Steven mentioned you. These are all your people.
I guess they're together now. Here, this is Elio.
Hi, Nema.
You're cutting the dogs loose when we leave. That's good. Might throw them off our trail.
Cutting the dogs loose?
I think you misunderstood.
Cutting them loose?
The dogs are important to her.
Hey, I'm fine with dogs. But we've got three ultralights. That's maybe nine people. Those two are worth a person each.
I'll stay behind if it keeps them safe.
You're not staying.
I know the weight tolerance. I was involved in the design. We'll make it work.
If you say so. We need to get out of here.
Elio, can you send Cass and Paul?
Of course. Girls, go find Elena. Go find Moody Sarah.
If we have to, I can stay behind with one of the planes.
Thanks for checking on us, ladies. We're almost there. Just one more patch of Spartan A alterniflora.
Elena, I love you. But it's been one more patch for seven patches now.
There they are.
Should be just another minute.
Thank you, Cass. Or Paul. Or both.
Get your people together. We're late already.
Everyone, get ready to move out. We're running low on time.
Just throw the rest of that food in the swamp.
You know why they say to avoid the water, right?
Have you got all our backups?
2 minutes. Then it's back to the ultralights.
All right, we're here now. We made it.
Elena! Moody Sarah. Moody Sarah, are you okay?
Here, let's get them sitting down.
Out there, somewhere I can see. Elio, hello. Anung. Stephen. This is your friend.
Nema, this is Moody Sarah.
Nice meeting you. We've got to get them out.
Start with the others. We'll be right behind.
Make sure you are. All right, up on your feet and follow me.
You mean us?
Right. Ready?
Here, stuff this in your bag.
Stay down. Stay quiet.
Here, girls. It's okay. Everyone's okay.
Elena, thanks. I'm glad you got out safe.
I wish everyone had. It's a mess back there.
Elena was wonderful. All of you have been... Sorry. Inappropriate pauses are my thing now. All of you are a blessing.
Bloody Sarah.
I thought all this was a tactic.
It was the tools they had at hand. Let's give Elena a break. You take one side, I'll take the other.
I can help. I'm fine. Here's their cane.
None of you need to help me. I'm good. Upon this rock, upon this tree stump, I will build my church.
I don't know what that means.
Made it to the ultralights. How close are you?
We're on our way.
Okay, we've got to get you there. We'll all help.
It's just a little bit further.
You don't have to. It's all good.
It's not all good. We have to go.
I know, dear. But I'm not. I'm not.
Moody Sarah isn't coming with us.
No. Absolutely not. Let's get up. It's just 3, maybe 4 patches of grass.
Elena, they don't want to.
No. We're not doing this. Ilio, help me.
Elena, you got me out of there. That's all I wanted. I wasn't going any further. I'm a shepherd who has outlived my flocks. I'm ready to rest.
You can rest in Africa.
We'll take excellent care of you.
Thank you. Thank you all. But this is the end of my wandering. I've done enough. I think I get to choose.
Steven?
We're out of time here. We have to.
You have to get going. I'm comfortable. Here. I can see the sky. I can see the moon. That will be enough company for me.
Moody Sarah, no.
Elena, it'll be all right. Steven, take them. Don't forget the dogs. I'm staying here.
Anang.
I was never really leaving. Not where you're going. My work is done. I need to go back. I've got a stash in a trailer park about a click from here. I've got my route and my contacts along the way. It's time to go home.
This isn't fair. We got out. We got them out.
You did it, Elena. You did so well. And you helped me with Cass and Paul.
Moody Sarah?
Be good, Elena. Go. Love. Fix the world. Ilio, take care of them all.
I will. I promise.
It's okay, Paul. I've got you.
Steven, I'll miss our talks. You know where to find me if life gets boring.
I don't anticipate that happening. But I do hope I find you.
Goodbye, Anang. Safe travels. Bye. Woody Sarah. Hey.
Goodbye, Ilio. Goodbye, Elena. If you ever need anything.
Right.
Just putting it out there.
Steven!
We're coming! We're coming! All right. Through this way.
Come on, girls.
You sure? I could still get you there on my damn back if I have to.
I'm sure. But thank you. If you want to sit for a while, that's all the help I need.
I might have snuck a brownie or two in my bag, if you're hungry.
I'll let you know. It's a lovely view. I've looked up at the moon all my life. My body followed the cycles. New, full, waning. But I never looked at it quite like this.
I hope they made it safe. They deserve to make it. Alex, I've never known anyone who loved that hard.
I was married when I was young. Did I ever tell you?
I've never heard that story.
She was something. You think my heart is big. Every stray cat, every stray cousin, every clerk she exchanged 5 words with, they had a place in there. She loved in every direction at the same time and never ran dry. When I lost her, she said, "Sarah, it's time I gave back to the universe." Gave back as if she hadn't given every day of her life. She made me listen closer to what the universe wanted from me. What I ought to be giving back. That's when I beat my sword into a plowshare and took up the mantle. Took up the mantle. And I...
Marisara? You didn't finish what you were saying.
I lost the thread. For a moment. Wandering inside as well, I suppose.
That's okay.
It is. Not a lot left to say at this point. I hope I've given enough back to the universe. That's all I meant to say.
You surely have. It is quite the moon. Marisara? It is quite the moon.
Thank you for joining us again. Today's episode featured Leslie Gideon, Robin Regalado, Becca Marcus, Corey Sproul, Eichi Kasson, and introduced Serena Rahal as Nima, with guest appearances, reappearances really, by Tal Minear, Kirsty Wolven, Kate Gallagher, and Tom Zalatni. Our consortium announcer is Evan Tess Murray. Sound design and editing was by Will Gianetta. The script was by DJ Silvis. DJ and Cass McPhee co-produced the episode. None of this would be possible without our Patreon backers. Join them at any level and get early access to episodes, including exclusive minisodes, interviews, and lots of behind-the-scenes content. That's at patreon.com/monkeymanproductions. Our theme music is Star by the band Ramp. Check them out at ramp-music.net. Transcripts, cast bios, additional music attribution, and more are found on our website, monkeymanproductions.com. Looking for other great audio drama? Visit fableandfolly.com to learn all about the other shows on our network. And that's the last step we'll take into the future with our story for a while. Next month, we'll be starting our next flashback mini-series, All Your Base, where we'll explore the history of every single moon base from Alpha back to Theta, which makes it all the more appropriate that we come back to one of our favorite ending lines. Keep watching the moon.
Consortium Channel 5 ends our broadcast day with a final message. Honor all curfews, listen to security, and keep watching the moon.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Hi, folks. Let me see if I can sum up Midnight Burger in about 25 seconds.
Really big monster!
Zero irony.
Pardon me, Gloria. Might my husband and I have a word?
The radio.
is talking to me.
So this is how it ends. Eaten by wolves in space.
There's a pocket dimension in the deep freeze.
This is the stupidest dystopia we've ever been to.
What the hell is that?
Because you're having a cigarette in 415 million BC.
Where are we?
Space.
Can you narrow that down?
The bad part?
Ava.
Yeah, that didn't work at all.
At the nexus of all things, there is a diner. Look for Midnight Burger on your favorite podcasting app, or just go to weopenat6.com.